Vice President Dick Cheney's former employer is under scrutiny for its accounting practices. The Securities and Exchange Commission has launched a preliminary investigation into the way the Halliburton Company accounted for cost overruns on big construction projects. The investigation apparently focuses on a bookkeeping change that the company made in 1998 while Cheney was chief executive at Halliburton. The change was approved by the company's auditor at the time, Arthur Anderson. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Halliburton is an oil field services company that builds major facilities such as refineries and pipelines. Up until 4 years ago, when there was a cost overrun on one of those projects, Halliburton would not record the extra work as revenue until the customer had agreed to pay. Then in 1998, the company changed its bookkeeping policy. Halliburton began recording cost overruns as revenue immediately, so long as it believed the customer would eventually pay. The change allowed Halliburton to increase its revenue that year by $89 million. That's only about one-half of 1% of the company's overall sales. But Lynn Turner, former chief accountant for the Securities and Exchange Commission, says it was a potentially significant shift.
Clearly, that's more aggressive. The question and the real concern here is, did they in fact change from a higher quality reporting to a lower quality, more aggressive accounting, which is what they're currently on? If so, and you could expect that SEC then would challenge them at the conclusion of their investigation and perhaps make them switch back.
Aggressive reporting of revenue has become a key issue for the SEC, which is now investigating the bookkeeping tactics of a number of companies, including energy traders, software makers, and telecommunications firms. SEC Chairman Harvey Pitt said in a recent interview, it's important for the investing public to get an accurate picture of a company's results.
Revenue recognition is always the most critical issue, and companies sometimes have incentives to accelerate when they can take revenue. Our job is to make sure, I think, that the rules are clear enough so companies know when they can take revenues or book revenues and when they can't.
Halliburton declined to talk on tape, but says its new bookkeeping system is consistent with generally accepted accounting principles. The company could not say what percentage of the additional revenue was ultimately collected from customers, but Halliburton does say it has a strong record of collecting. Halliburton says it made the accounting change to reflect a shift in its business from cost-plus projects to more fixed-price contracts. Under the old cost-plus contracts, Halliburton was guaranteed to have its costs covered, so overruns were less of an issue. The company first notified investors of the bookkeeping change in the spring of 2000, more than a year after it took effect. Turner notes that move came only after the SEC had reminded companies to clearly spell out their policies for recording sales.
Then all of a sudden, for the first time, you really see Halliburton beef up its disclosures in this area, which is a good thing that they beefed it up. But you got to ask the question, why weren't they there beforehand? And I'm sure that's a question that the SEC staff will also be discussing with the company.
Halliburton says it expects to receive a formal request for documents or a subpoena from the SEC within a few days. The company has promised to cooperate fully with the investigation. Scott Horsley, NPR News.